That's a very good question and very important for many of us. How can I deal with this big amount of things which I have shown you? And you have noticed, for me, it was not easy to keep the content contained to to an amount which you can still take in, because Eurythmy is just, how I call it, the human being. And it's immense, you know? And wherever you start to touch something, you can go forward and forward. And it's even calling you, come please, I want to show you something. So, and on the other hand, I really want you to cover a certain range of aspects, because in a way you only have a certain amount of vowels and sounds and so on. Yeah? And how do you make it specific to a certain purpose? And that's like when you write a letter, you have 28 or what sounds, and out of this you compose something which creates a meaning. And this meaning wants to be understood by the body in a way. Yeah? So in a way I tried to make a composition, yeah, of elements which you can also use for other purposes, but that the vegetative or the autonomic nervous system feels, oh, he's dealing with me, he wants to approach me, he takes me serious. And I often say it's not necessary to really, I mean, it would be an illusion if we could improve our autonomic nervous system. We hardly know something about it. How can I improve something where I know so little? But I also say our body is also just a human being. And as a human being, just if it feels seen and feels understood, grows from that and feels encouragement and uplifting energy, the body reacts in the same way. So in a way, we are allowed to work in a relaxed way, that the body feels, I through the work with you, I found, feels touched in a way. Yeah, you touch something. And if it feels touched, it can react. And that something feels touched, it needs that you stay with yourself. If I lose myself and I talk to you what you'd have to do and so on, you don't feel touched by what I say. But when I stay with myself and I still try to understand you, then you feel touched. So that's the general picture. Yeah? And that's the idea behind this composition. Yeah? And now you can, because in a way we have this composition in mind, and then you can choose, what do I want to practice? You do not have to practice everything. Yeah? Sometimes you just, when you bring a quote of something, you bring one sentence and you know the context of what this joke, yeah? The joke is only a joke because you know the context the joke is part of, yeah? Or the film, the scene you just reported, you see the whole film. So after we have gone through the whole thing again and again, and I know it was a lot, you can very well only pick a few things, having in mind it's part of this composition. And then it will work out of this perspective. So the most important thing is staying with yourself and go with a slow pace. Yeah? Having in mind out of which, yeah? Yeah. Idea or need your work. And then you can also work in a way that you take what I have been doing and you spend, and you just take one part of it and you spend a little bit of time with it. And when the exercise changes, please feel free to go along with what is changing, because it's somehow calling you, wants to teach something, to not stick on how did I do it. Look back to how I did it, just in order to become more conscious of how you are doing it now. Yeah? So do not just get rid of how I did, but just in order to confirm or to have a comparison of how you do it. Another thing is that you also are allowed to pause. You do not have to go forward, forward, forward. Yeah? If you feel loved by somebody, you don't have to hear all the time, I love you, I love you, I love you. After a while, you don't believe it anymore. But you need a sort of proof. Yeah. So pauses are important. So when you have practiced this and you do it for another week, you allow you also to not to practice, because that's also a form of trust. Yeah. I'm not practicing and to teach you how you can improve my life forces, but I let go. I trust you. You have understood. That's also a sort of communication. I think it's important to develop this sort of communication with ourselves, and eurythmic can be a means to that. Does this answer your question a little bit?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Great.